Hi everyone, and welcome to the Reiki Reju in May. I have to admit that we've already had a pretty long conversation about law of attraction. So you guys missed that, sorry. We were talking about, so it's more the discernment of the law of attraction. So this idea that whatever beliefs or intentions or thoughts we have then kind of manifest into actions. Right. So we were talking a little bit about how do you make the decision to join the call, for example, somewhere along the line, even though you've got it in your diary or you've got a reminder or whatever, that decision to join, to come onto the Zoom is made closer to the time. Now, not like maybe you've made the decision and you just know you're coming, but then for other people, it might be there. And then there's a certain point where we decide. And it's almost like it locks in. There's a feeling of I'm coming to this. And so then we were discussing how that feels in the body. And there was a certain idea that it felt in alignment or it felt right. There's a certain rightness to it. And then if we're doing something, and often we can do things we don't really want to do, and then it's like dragging yourself through mud, right? Because there's a certain heaviness or there's a certain resistance in the body. And then we go and do something. And then afterwards, we're like, yeah, I knew that was a waste of time, right? Or I knew I didn't want to do that. Though, and this is also another point, is sometimes we can drag ourselves into something and actually come away and go, oh, I'm actually glad I did that. So it's a really interesting topic around what is in alignment. And I was kind of describing a decision that I've made recently in terms of where I was going to go, because there was a time where I was thinking, oh, I think I might go back to Asia. And then I thought I'd made that decision, actually. And I was doing everything. But then I noticed every morning I was waking up with a feeling of dread, of resistance, of like probably fear, maybe. I don't know. It was weird. And I was kind of waking up going, oh, no. It was like a no, stop. And then there was a decision that dropped in to stay. So, as soon as that decision dropped in, there was this sense of relief and also a sense of not necessarily rightness, because I'm still not sure, but this feeling of, okay, it was more like that. It was like, okay, decision's made. And so, therefore, we're going to make the most of it, or we're just going to see how it unfolds, or whatever. But there was a definite decision that was made, and then a relief in the system whereby I could let go of all the pros and cons and the this and that and the all that stuff. All of that left my system, and then there was just a sense of calm, a sense of calm. And that's different, I think, from manifesting. Like, I don't feel that I am manifesting this next step, and I also don't think I'm that clear on it. So it's very interesting when you have this idea of law of attraction that you have to be really clear on your outcome in order to manifest it. Because I have to be honest that my experience is a little bit different. And as we were talking in the group, there was a general agreement that sometimes it can just be a mindstorm. And we talked about this before. There could just be this mindstorm of information, almost like you're kind of in a soup. And then out of that soup, something comes along that feels right. And then that feeling, so it's more of a feeling sensation of this thing that's already there, which is different from the idea that I need to come up with this thing and then focus and go for it. You know what I mean? Like it's a really different, it's almost the opposite. It's like all the things are bubbling. And then your job is just to be as open as you can to kind of feel into the rightness of it for you. And then obviously you start to head in that direction versus the very classic law of attraction, which is you need to know your vision, you need to know your mission, you need to know, wah, wah, wah. Then once you know it, then you go for it, right? It's literally the opposite way around. So I think sometimes it can be quite useful to be checking in with the body, like what feels right in the body. and what feels aligned in the body and what feels light. And if it doesn't, then you're kind of just doing your best to stay open until that information kind of lands, or you notice where you're gravitating towards. So then we were kind of wondering, well, I wonder what meditation that would then bring on. Who knows? But let's go. So maybe there is something in your life at the moment that you're at a decision point with, or maybe there's something that you're wanting more clarity on, or maybe there's something that you're hoping to manifest, or something. Let's just play with it, but in a really light way, and just see if we can bring more alignment into our own system so that the information can kind of solidify or land in our system more, rather than this outwardly seeking for the answer. Let's bring it in and just see if that distinction makes a difference. Who knows? It's all an experiment. So we're bringing hands in Gassho, prayer pose, and we're going to call in the Reiki attunement, first of all. And all you're doing with this is you're just imagining your crown chakra opening like a 1,000-petaled lotus. The Reiki is pouring in through your crown into your heart center and then out and down through the hands. So we're just going to start breathing with that, first of all. Taking a couple of breaths just to center your body. So as you breathe in, you're noticing the air in your nostrils going all the way down into your chest, into your belly. So bringing your attention into the body itself. We're just grounding the body to start with. And then we're going to open the 1,000-petaled lotus, that beautiful flower right at the top of your crown. And as you open it, you're inviting the Reiki attunement to come in through the crown into your heart center. And then with every exhale, you invite the Reiki energy all the way out through all the cells, down the arms, into the hands, out into the aura, filling yourself up. And you might notice a certain dominant color, or it might be a white light, a golden light. For many people, they enjoy seeing Reiki as purple or green, very common colors, but whatever it is for you. And even if it's nothing but a feeling of expansion or relaxation, just enjoying all those sensations. And then you're going to bring your hands down anywhere on the body that feels comfortable, palm down, so that you can feel your contact. So your hands are contacting an area of your body, whether that's your tummy and your chest, your thighs, whatever it is, but palms are facing down. We're just noticing the hands, if there's any sensations in the hands. And then noticing the contact with the body, if there's any sensations in that body part, in that area. And we're continuing to breathe, to keep the crown nice and open, so that we're allowing the Reiki to really come into all the different areas of our body, our aura, our energy field. That you're opening all the doors, all the windows, and Reiki is simply flowing through you, allowing balance and harmony. That you're sinking in, sinking as in when you sync your phone with your computer, that kind of sinking. So everything is lining up. an interchange of energy and information between yourself and the Reiki energy, universal life force. No resistance. So rather than trying to push yourself in a direction or push life in a certain way, you're just taking these next few moments to become completely open to the Reiki energy, to your life force, to your life path. Being open to whatever direction is actually for your highest good, in your perfect alignment. And trusting in life itself. So just breathing, opening, trusting in your life flow. Just checking in to see how possible that is for you. Trusting that whatever is, and whatever will be, is to your highest good, is in perfect alignment. And trusting in yourself that you will know when it's the right time, the right decision. And simply breathing and enjoying this calmness. Opening to the Reiki to flow through you. And feeling your connection with the greater whole, with the air around you, with the room you're sitting in. See if you can notice your part in this greater whole. Everything is working in harmony, even when it doesn't feel like it. That there is a place for you. There's lots of little nudges. And the Reiki itself, the universal life force, is always working through you. And then it becomes very simple. Just the simple awareness, whether it's a mind storm, whether it's trying to make a decision, and whatever process that is. Maybe the jumbling of thoughts is necessary. And what if you just relax? Even if the thoughts are very active, you just allow it, knowing that something is working through, something is unbinding, gathering of information, unseen, process, unknown. Breathing in the Reiki through the crown into the heart center, breathing it out into all the cells, into your aura. Perhaps even into an illumination of what is right, what feels aligned. And there doesn't need to be a big goal or meaning or purpose. Just the next step. Even if the next step is do nothing, just rest, enjoy. Take your time. The last few moments, just really filling yourself up with energy, with Reiki healing, inviting calm and trust in your life flow. Deepening your breath, Noticing the movement of the air through your nostrils, all the way down through the chest and belly. The rise and fall of the belly and chest, the slight movement of your spine. Giving your fingers a little squeeze. Your toes a little squeeze. Giving yourself a little stretch. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.